Welcome to the show, Torna 2, this July 5th, 2024. Hi, I'm your co-host, Gregory T. Roberts. To my left is Pastor Melvin Burns. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm good, brother. How are you doing today?
We can actually do this now.
All right.
In studio.
Yeah.
What's the weather looking like for this day?
Well, it's a beautiful Friday in July. We had a low today of 63, a high of 77, and plenty of sunshine out there now. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy in the morning, a low of 62. Sunny in the afternoon, high of 73. Sunday, again, a beautiful day, low 59, high of 79, and expected to be sunny all day. Monday, as you start the work week, have a 50% chance of rain, low 65, high 80. Tuesday, 55% chance of rain, low 65, high 74. And the sunshine returns next Wednesday and Thursday, a low 62, high 77. And then Thursday, a low 58, high of 77 again.
Thank you, sir. Just a couple notes. If you are driving, we say this every week, but we want to remind you, all our shows repeat themselves. Go to WUVS 103.7 to beat or M106. You can catch us on YouTube as well. Do me a favor, share like I'm doing this show to your site if you are watching. Also, we need you to participate, and you can do that several ways, by questions on Facebook, or you can participate by sponsoring the show like Mr. Stan Grisham. We want to thank you, sir, for sponsoring the show. You do that, we need that as well. We want to continue to inform you about what's happening in the world, but also in the city. With that said, it's hard for me to not talk about that debate, but I won't go there right now. But speaking of busy in the community, we have Councilman Ronald Jenkins in the house. Everybody give him, or like we normally say, put your hands together for my brother. Ronald Jenkins, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Good. Hey, I want to get into that too, then.
Oh, you want to get one of those?
I want to get into that myself.
Yeah, much power to. All right. First, we're going to, you wear many hats in the community.
Yes, sir.
And so the first part we're going to talk about, we have a ton of events happening, and we want to keep our listeners and watchers about the events. The second part, we got to talk about Muskegon Heights and what's going on. Okay. So, yeah, everybody clear. We're going to talk about events first. The second part, we're going to talk about Muskegon Heights. Okay. So what is going on? You have a ton of events. Let's talk about
it. We got a ton of events, man. I'm really so thankful for the West Michigan Lake Hawks, our basketball team, and we're in the recruiting stage right now. So we're just reaching out across the United States and trying to put in for players to come back over and to try out and to give their time back to our Muskegon County.
So I can get
in
my
West
chucks
Michigan.
On. I can get my chucks
get your chucks on. You just got to be ready to run up and down the court with them. You know, so we're really blessed with that. So right now we're in the process of trying to make sure that we can solidify some housing. You know, the housing market is so crazy right now. But in order for us to get top of the line players like we've had in the past, we got to try to solidify housing. Okay. So that's one of the things I'm trying to work on daily, and some things that I'm trying to put together so that we can have Lakehawks housing for players as they come in, as they transition in and out. So that's one of the things that we're starting right now. But our Lakehawks in Flight Foundation, our nonprofit, I mean, we're just crazy busy. Constantly doing things in the community and for Muskegon County. Right now, we do have the first event. I can go down the line a little bit for you guys. The first event that I'm excited to have here on July 10th is going to be at the Community Center right at 95 West Broadway, across the street. I just got to say, from Kareen's. I'm just so proud of that young lady.
Yes.
Of what she's doing and how she's giving back to the community. So I just advise me, I just really push out for the community, for West Michigan, to travel in and come along Broadway and stop at Kareem's and get some food, and then stop over at the community center, of course, see about that.
Let's,
so
let's talk about that community center. Okay. And the purpose real quick.
Okay. Well, the whole purpose of our community center is for our athletes as well as community leaders to mentor our youth and to give back, and for our youth to have a place to go and a place to feel comfortable. And thanks to a lot of things that we did, we partnered with the Career Tech Center. We had a lot of our youth that came in. We taught them how to put flooring. We taught them how to do drywall. So when people come in, they can actually see the difference of things that's happened. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of different aspects of from within the community and outreach and organizations. And I just say partnership with municipalities that have came in to help to make sure that we were going in the right direction with our community center. Again, it's really just to make our young people have a place. Like one of the times I remember Monty coming in, and one of the things he was saying is he putting the floor down. He said, "Mr. Jenkins, I can't wait till this thing is done." He said, "Man, I just feel it." He said, "This is a place that I feel that we can just come and just talk and just be free." Mm-hmm. And when he had a chance to come in and see the finishing products, I mean, he just about had tears in his eyes. Nice. Because that's what we really want from that. We also utilize it. I mean, we want to have formal and informal events where it's invite only. It's not a party center. It's not a party place. I tell them they can go east or west, or they can go west now. They can't go east anymore. But to have parties and to have overnights and all those types of things, this is literally for people to come in and enjoy and have a nice place to be.
And then it's very nice. Very nice.
Well, I appreciate it, man. A lot of hard work, a lot of time, a lot of dedication, and we're not done yet. I mean, right now we're 95% done with the top, and but the bottom level, the basement level, is just as big as the top, and that's where we're going to have a lot of more of the kid activities. We already have the ESPN type ping pong tables. You got a couple of those anyway. The food, what is it? Foosball, a foosball table. Yeah. So, and then we have access to a pool table. So different things that kids can come down and enjoy, but we have a lot of games right now. We already have our television sets up. We have for gaming. So what we've tried to do is make sure that things is happening in the schools when kids get out of school, and they're still having the gaming where they're competing because of the fact that kids are now getting scholarships behind this. Right. So we're trying to set our center up so that they can still do that and still compete at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we've had a couple opening days where the kids are able to just come in and check it out, and then just go through each game system. I mean, we have two PlayStations and the, what's the other one? Whatever it is, yeah, you know, yeah. The kids know what it is, right. But we have them, and but I'm just really proud of me. I think we got a great administrative staff that is working hard to behind the scenes. A lot of times, man, they're doing work that they're not trying to be seen and trying to get out there to say, "Hey, I'm doing this. Look at what I'm doing." Mm-hmm. I think all of us are just humbled by the work that we're trying to do, and it is literally about the community and about our kids. So no matter what nobody say or what nobody else does, we understand the work that we're doing is to give back to our own community.
Nice. And what are some of the events you've had at the center so far?
Oh, wow, man. Where you want me to start? We've had dinner. Well, let's start with the Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving Day dinner. I mean, well, we was able to, we partnered with Kareem, which was good. Well, we was able to serve over 600-700 people for food.
That was an awesome event.
It was. So we were able to have those individuals and families and people come in. They were able to come into the facility where they were able to sit down and eat while Kareem was still actually delivering, and other people were delivering for the event. They were able to come into the community center and sit down and eat. We also, I mean, on a regular basis, I mean, we do give away food. We actually have our shelves set up for that. Where we were able to get food out. We've done vegetables, all the, what is it, the produce, milk, cheese, eggs, all that type of stuff. I mean, you name it. We have our refrigerator set up in our kitchen to be able to provide that type of food for our community. We've had several different meetings, lot with the within the Social Justice Commission, with guns, gaining unity through nonviolent solution. You know, so there's a lot of things that we actually do inside there that that we're blessed to be able to do thus far. And again, we still haven't hit the high ropes yet to say, let's go at it, because there's still some things that I want to finalize first. Okay. Before we open the doors. The name that you're going to see outside the building is Marianas. It's named after my grandkids. So you'll see that. We'll be putting that up in a little bit. And inside there, you'll have the housing of the Lake Hawks in Flight. You have the guns. You have Joey Williams is inside, where we do a lot of we've had events with painting, teaching kids how to paint, airbrush and all that stuff already. We've done that. We've partnered again with the city of Muskegon doing things as well. I can't say enough about the city of Muskegon. A lot of things that the Lakehawks does, they support. So I really do appreciate all the commissioners and the mayor from the city of Muskegon, Ken Johnson, for the things that they do to be supportive of what the West Michigan Lakehawks, as well as the Lakehawks in Flight, is doing.
Mm-hmm. How important is it that you just mentioned the city of Muskegon, but how important is to have those marriages of people getting together to make something happen?
Collaboration is key, no matter what we do. I mean, you know, we can't be on the island by ourselves. And I'm so glad, man, I'm thankful to God that I'm able to have separated myself from the old way that we have been in Muskegon Heights. Like, you just stay in this box and you keep everything to yourself. And whatever issues, whatever problems you have, you want something, you need something, don't ask nobody, just figure it out. But again, man, I'm blessed alongside, you saw me years ago, branching out to Western Michigan Christian. Mm-hmm. And now I'm over at Muskegon Catholic Central, but branching out to different people, different avenues within our community. And the reach now is beyond West Michigan of the things that we're able to do just because of the background that I've established.
Right.
So the collaboration and what, again, the city of Muskegon has been behind us. I mean, we still have our Lakehawks office on Lakeshore Drive, where we do a lot of our business out of from the Lakehawks perspective. But the city of Muskegon has been awesome, man. They just, you know, I can walk down there and mean, is there something that we're trying to do and something that we need, and they see that we're trying to do in the community? They, for the most part, they try to support it. So
this is bigger than Muskegon Heights, because this is worldwide, the stuff that you are doing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is overseas. I mean, I don't think people, even our young people that we're recruiting and trying to recruit, I don't think they understand the benefits and the options that they have. I mean, sometimes it makes me feel a little saddened when we're recruiting young people, because we've had opportunities where I would say we have over 60 plus players that was with the West Michigan Lakehawks that are somewhere overseas playing ball.
Wow.
Or have gone overseas and have done something with basketball and still contributing and doing positive things in life. Some are police chiefs, some are coaching, some are, I got one with the Harlem Globetrotters right now. So these are things that people don't even see, but it hurts me and it saddens me that our very own, who we say that we're so basketball and so sports and so outgoing, that they will not take that opportunity. We've been blessed to have some of our, I mean, we have Lou, we had Terry Walker, we had Marquise Brewer, even be chosen as the ABA Player of the Year. We've had him, Lou, was chosen for the Cinco de Mayo. So he was chosen to go and play before the president of Mexico.
Wow.
And, you know, take these opportunities where everything is paid for. These are the opportunities that our young people really do have, but I don't think many of them take it seriously, you know, and it's hard because you don't want people to think that we're Muskegon Lakehawks. We are West Michigan Lakehawks. We control all of West Michigan.
Okay.
So there's not another ABA team that can come into West Michigan without coming through us.
Okay.
to get approval. So when we have teams in Grand Rapids, teams in Lansing, Kalamazoo, all those things, it benefits us. But still, they had to have that conversation with the Lakehawks as we continue to go. I mean, so a lot of things that I do, people don't understand. I sit on the executive board of the American Basketball Association. I'm actually one of the division chairs that I'm actually relinquished because it's just got so much, so many things going. But I've overseen 36 other teams, wow, directing them and helping them get started and making sure that they're doing all the things that's needed to be proficient. Mm-hmm. So these are, again, these are things that I don't think West Michigan or Muskegon County understand, especially the city, our city of Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. Our young people don't understand the benefits that they have by just putting on that uniform.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah. One thing I do want you to get in there is you, I know you've done a couple of expungement clinics there, which I'm always glad to
see. Oh yeah, absolutely. That's man, that, now that is a tearful moment. That is a tearful moment. That, those moments right there are probably outside of the kids. That is probably the greatest thing that we're doing and able to do inside the community center, the expungement clinic. We have Janet Robinson, you know, she has that. She works with the Michigan State police, and we have other volunteers, a lot of people that steps up to make these things happen. But to be able to see so many of our residents, so many of our community people, and some, even sometimes community leaders, are able to come in there and get the expungement, things that have been on their past record for 10, 15 plus years, and to see that they were able to get those things wiped off. It's just amazing. I mean, I sometimes I can't even sit in a room because it's, I mean, I don't think people understand. I am a sensitive person really at times. Mm-hmm. I know how to put on the business hat when I have to, but deep down inside, I mean, I care so much about people that when I'm looking at people seeing that it's making a difference and they're so excited, I mean, the lines that, I mean, all, we've done three or four of them now, and there hasn't been a time where the line has not gone around the corner. People are lined up, and we don't start till 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, they're already lined up.
Wow.
So we have people calling the day before and say, hey, is the sponge clean today? I'm like, no, ma'am, it's tomorrow, you know. Oh, I'm sitting outside and I was wondering why nobody was here. Like, yeah, that's why I discuss this tomorrow. But, and I just honestly got truth. And the next day, the person who called me was the first person there because I got there early enough to make sure everything is right. I'm like, always want to make sure everything is prepared. And I got there and guess what? They were the first person there again. So just to see things like that, Mr. Burns, thanks for acknowledging that, that those are other things that we do in the community to help citizens, to help youth, period, to have a better life. You know, with us partnering, we partner with the prosecuting office, we partner with our police departments, our local police department, we partner with the state police. So there's a lot of times when we have our youth, they're getting in trouble. Sometimes they call me right while they're in the trouble, right there. And, you know, and the officers, they do have a relationship with us. And when they know or hear the Lakehawks or something like that, you know, they'll call, they'll use their phone and call them, Ron, do you know this person? Okay. And I'll say yes or no. You know, and I always tell my player, y'all get in trouble and it's something that y'all did, do not use our name, you know, do not use it. But if it's something legit, you know, okay, you feel free to call me and I'll do what I can. And there was a few times where, you know, our player got pulled over for speeding or license plate because they profiled coming from out of town and there's four of them in a car. That has happened. It's just the truth. And, you know, they didn't know their way around. I'm like, guys, you guys got to be careful because it's going to happen. And sure enough, it does happen. And they called me and say, listen, can you come? We're on Getty Street. Can you come and get us? Mean, and, or we, matter of fact, one time that we were on, they were on Hackley and Sanford and like they got pulled over, but it was the state boys that pulled them over.
Wow.
And I got there and they were running them and they was like, okay. I said, no. I said, they're here. They're my players. They literally just came in town yesterday. So these are things that's happening, man. But it's just a blessing, man. I tell you, to just be a part of positive things happening in our community.
Yeah. I mean, you have this. How many events you got going on right now?
Well, I try to get it lined up a little bit just so I won't forget. So, but on July 10th, we got United Against Hate. identifying and reporting hate acts of hate that's going to be going on. And this was a special one to us because we just got done the gun violence prevention month, which was in June. We're going to do a march from our building down to Rowan Park. And we're going to do that, Mr. Burns, just so we know, we want to put that on record as well. We're going to do that during the Festival in the Park. So we're going to have a lot of information about the new gun laws and things that's happening. So that'll be coming out through the Lake Hawkson Flight, which is coming through the Guns Foundation, the Guns, Gaining Unity Through Nonviolent Solutions. So that'll be happening there. But the U.S. Attorney General's Office for the Western District of Michigan, they're going to be putting together a event to discuss crimes and hate crimes, incidents and strategies and things that happens right here in our own communities. So he wanted to come in. He actually came to one of the Social Justice Commission meetings, and we talked and we met. He was listening to some of the things that Lake Hawkson Flight was doing. And next thing you know, his secretary was calling me and calling my administrators. And he said, listen, I want to come back to that place.
Right.
Yeah, I want to come back to Muskegon Heights, and I want to do something right in the city of Muskegon Heights. And so here we are, July 10th. He'll be here along with others to actually talk about hate crimes and things that's happening.
And let's make this perfectly clear, people, for you, all you people that are saying that hate does not exist. Get your head out of the sand and wake up, because it does. The hate crimes, the numbers are up, and we have to do something about it.
Exactly. And we want to be proactive. We don't want to be reactive. So we want to be proactive. So here in the city of Muskegon Heights, again, thankfully to the things that we're able to do and the positive people that we have around us. I mean, we're constantly trying to, again, we talk about collaborating and working with people, just having that listening ear out there as things are happening and things are coming up. So we're able to partner. And again, he wanted to come out and do that right here. And I don't think people understand. I think you're going to get into that the second part of the show. People don't understand how important Muskegon Heights is right now, mm-hmm. how valued Muskegon Heights is right now. I think we take so many of the minute things and we put them in and we make a bombshell out of it. But there's so many other things that are happening and that could be happening right here in the city of Muskegon Heights. And things are happening right up under our nose. It's just that you just got to be a part of that positive thing, that positive environment that's going on. So July 10th, that we have going on. And for all the music lovers, R&B, jazz, and blues lovers, we're doing our third cruise is coming up here for the R&B and jazz blues cruise, Wednesday, July 24th. We're going to do that with AquaStar, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are already on sale. You can also go on Eventbrite and get those, or you can call the Lake Hawks office at 231-769-9617. Single tickets are $35, and the two-person tickets are $60, and a three-person group ticket is $75. So we try to make it convenient for anybody.
Okay.
So, you know, you can partner up and say, hey, listen, we're going to come in. We're going to get a better deal. Let's do it. You know, we just really want our people to have a good time. It's the middle of the week when we call it hump day. Yeah. So we want people to come in and enjoy.
Right.
And then that way, the next day, they can go in like, man, this feels like a Tuesday. It feel like, you know, we can go back out and finish these last 2 days of the week. So, so that is a good thing that we're got going on. That's always up and popping. And then what's important to us coming up here right after that, for those that want to help sponsor, support, and pull together some things, the Lake Hawkson Flight Foundation and Lazarsman Consulting, we're doing our first annual Turning the Lake Pink event. This is what we call our Girls Night Out on the Lake. So that's going to be ages 8 to 16. On our website, on the Lake Hawkson Flight Foundation site, you can go in and you can sign up for that. Sign your kids up, young ladies up, 8 to 16. There are brackets for you to sign up. And then we're also still looking for volunteers, because we are looking for volunteers. You will have to go through iChat. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's going to be out there and dealing with our youth, we will do a little background check on you and make sure that you're okay, and parents feel safe that your children that's going to be doing anything with the Lake Hawkson Flight Foundation will be in good hands.
That's good.
So we're going to be doing that again, Turning Lake Pink. We have, man, what's...
Everybody wants to know how you're going to turn this lake pink. I discussed that this week. Like, everybody wants to know
I can't give all the secrets out. Just know that when you come up lake, when you come up, what is it, shore... Is it Shoreline Drive? Lakeshore Drive. When you come up there, just know when you come into City of Muskegon Heights on August 2nd and August 3rd, I guarantee you, you're going to see pink. All right. So,
pink lemonade.
So I can tell you that. I can tell you, I mean, the group of administrators and group of people that are working with that, it's amazing. The ideas and things that they're coming up with, the thoughts, just to do this for the young ladies. We did it for the guys last year. And it was amazing. Again, thanks to Mr. Burns and Mayor Watt. They came out, and the fire department, our police department. I mean, we actually had one of the biggest bonfires ever. So now when we did that last year, it went so great, Roberts. It went so good that when we said, let's do the same thing for the girls, they get the same opportunities.
Right.
They're expecting theirs to be bigger and better. Mm-hmm. So now they said, we want Mr. Burns to come back. So he has to come back and actually do theirs much better. But I tell you, some of the things that's going to be going on out there.
So before you go, I want to go back to it because I was at the boys event last year.
Okay.
And aside from the food and fire and all that, I don't know how many youth you had, but there were so many men there.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, you have to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we had over 80 campers last year. I mean, we wanted to get like a 125 somewhere up in there. We had over 80 campers total. But the men that was there, again, I wish I could just name them all, but I can tell you the people that are in our group. Again, we talked about Mr. Burns and the Mayor Watt and Cedric Scott, Javesta Robinson. We have our motorcycle guys, our free riders. They were a part. Dana Bryant, Dr. Wilson. You keep going down the line.
When you get that many men and black men together, it's just the energy we create.
Yeah.
They want to help the boys. And hey, it was like, hey, what can we help out, man? It just, you know, it was wow. For the youth, but it was just so much energy getting all those positive men.
Man, when I tell you it was, Mr. Burns, man, you got chills coming on my when I say it was just so positive, man, we had fishing. We had so much food. I mean, the boys, they learned how to put the tents together. They learned how to do the fire. They had the marshmallow roasting. They had the they do marshmallow and the chocolate. So you put that together, the s'mores, I think you call them, s'mores. You know, and then the basketball and all those things. And this year, we're going to make sure that we do our soccer and kickball this year. We got the toss. What is it? The corn toss and all that stuff. I mean, it's just so much, man. But when they went to sleep, I mean, well, we had so much food. And I, again, I'm thankful to so many of the sponsors and supporters that really support what the Lake Hawks vision is. Mm-hmm. Because some of them came through at the last minute. It was like, okay, what do you need, right? What do you need? We got you. But one of the things that happened, and I want to really say this, because I think people don't realize what Muskegon Heights and our young people, our black boys and our black girls deal with. Mm-hmm. Because we're able to see it firsthand. We see it in school, but people don't get a chance that's not a part of it to see it. But because we had so much food and so much snacks for the kids, they didn't understand. So we had the tents. They were all put all around them, and it's set up. When you guys come, you'll see. If you ride by, you'll see it. It's set up so nice out there. And thanks to our crew that made sure that it was clean, the areas was clean and things like that. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there. But the kids, they would take and they would start hoarding. Mm-hmm. The food and the snacks, and they would take them and they would put them in the tents and going back and putting them in the tents. And some of the kids came to and say, hey, Mr. Jenkins or Mr. Scott, da, da, da. They, you know, the kid, they just, da, da. We say, listen, we stopped them. This is for y'all. Mm-hmm. We got more than enough food to last us 2 or 3 days. You don't have to take any of this to put it away.
Come on now.
I promise you, it'll be more when you return. Bring it back out. And I tell you, when you want some more, just come back and get it.
Right.
Man, you see my eyes tearing up a little bit now. I mean, that is real talk for our young black boys and girls.
Come on.
And we were able to help them to see something different. Yes. And thankful to everybody who plays a part in this thing. Because with that, we're showing them that people care, but we're also showing them how to survive in the real world.
That's good.
You know, to be able to camp. That means you had to be able to know how to be in the night and deal with things. Man, people can't tell me how good God is. So, I mean, I don't know if I said it on radio or not, but
you better say
that. But I'm telling you, I mean, when I look at this, man, that's we're such in a blessed place that here and we can do that. I mean, we could have chose to go anywhere and do camping, because when we first started talking about, like, okay, well, let's go up to this camp place, let's go to this camp place. And then all of a sudden we said, no, we just clicked. I mean, it was nobody, it was myself, Javessa Robinson, and Cedric Scott. We were sitting there talking, and we said, you know what? No. How about do it in Muskegon Heights?
Right.
And right then I went to Mr. Bell first. I think Mr. Bell was around. Then I went to Mr. Burns when he came in. And I said, listen, we're going to do this. And they supported it from day one. From day one. Mm-hmm. The support system was there because people saw the vision. So we're going to keep it going.
Okay.
So with these girls, August 2nd, August 3rd, awesome opportunity for the girls to do it. We got two events going on that day. Let's start about this.
It's gonna work.
August 2nd, I mean, we were blessed with the opportunity to also host the Friday night, the party in the park in the city of Muskegon.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be pulling from both directions.
Wow.
But it's a good thing that we do have a lot of volunteers and things stepping up, because we'll be at downtown, and then I got to come over and do the opening speech at the night on the lake. So I'll be in two different places. So those that like to party and to have your drinks and stuff, come on out. August 2nd, Party of the Park, Lake Hawks and Fight, will be doing that one.
Oh, wow.
And then 2 weeks after that, we will be Night on the Lake. So we're going to go from turning the lake pink to going Night on the Lake. So we have a little lime green going on with the guys. A little lime green.
All right.
So August 16th. Registration is still 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So make sure that you get your kids enrolled and get them signed up. You can go on the same website on the Lake Hawks and Flight. You can register the boys. The boys, again, is 10 to 16. We didn't do 8 to 16 for the boys. Mm-hmm. I said, girls, a little bit, they get it a little bit up here. They get it a little bit. So we can do a little eight. But guys, we're going to do 10 to 16 for there. So again, the fishing, the tents, the water experience, and much more. There are some things that we were going to try to do, because the kids say, hey, we want to do some more things on the water. So there are some people out there that I think that want to do some things and want to put your boats out, put the kids out, and put some life jackets on the guys on that day for the kids to go out on the water. Hey, get with me. Get with the Lake Hawks and Flight Foundation. Let's set that up, because that was one of the things that the kids did ask, that they wanted to do something else on the water. So I'm going to put that out there for anybody that wants to participate and want to show our young people the water experience. We get the life jackets and things in place. Let's do that again. That's August 16th and 17th. So we got both those events coming up for the girls and boys.
So let's do a review. If anybody needed to hear any of this information, how can they, like your website, you know, Facebook page, maybe they want to contribute. How can they contribute?
Yeah, again, go to our Lake Hawks and Flight Foundation page on Facebook. You can do that. You can call 231-769-9617. That's the office number. You can go to 95 West Broadway. And also, I mean, we have our West Michigan Lake Hawks office along the shoreline. If you write on Lakeshore Drive, 1845 Lakeshore Drive, Suite 43, you can stop right in there. If I'm not there, or if someone is not there, you can also leave it with arts and craft. I mean, we've got a lot of great things happening down in that and in that shop down there, man. It's awesome what's going on Lakeshore Drive. I know Ms. Burns, not to say what's not happening in Hikes, but I gotta say what's happening on Lakeshore Drive, man, it's amazing. It is so many talented people, man, that are actually just coming in and coming along the Lakeshore. People are actually able to come all over West Michigan, man, and see some great things that's happening. So I'm just proud, again, to be a part of West Michigan Lake Hawks that is a part of the city of Muskegon and also part of the city of Muskegon Hikes.
Okay. Well, it's toward the two. It's 2:37.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to ask Councilman to switch hats and put on his Councilman hat for Muskegon Heights. We're going to take a break. You're watching or listening to Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat or M106. We'll see you in a second. Welcome back to Torn in Two on WUVS 103.7 The Beat and M106. Let me explain something. What we do is we try to be very biased, keep ourselves where we're fair. When we talk about, like, for instance, you notice that the city manager has left. Although he's a co-host, we want to make sure that we're not showing that we're biased in any kind of way. But we do need to talk about what is happening in Muskegon Heights, and you give us an update of what's going on in the Heights.
Well,
the city of friendly people.
I mean, we have some great things happening. I mean, I'm excited about the things, the Broadway project, Hackley Street project going on. We're still replacing a lot of water lit lines throughout our city, making sure that our citizens are safe. The Royan Park project and the Broadway project is still in place. So we're looking to break ground on that pretty soon. So we're excited about that as well. There's so many positive things that's happening. We're still doing some things. I didn't mention that earlier with the Lakehawks. We're still doing some renovation at A Street Park. Mm-hmm. So they'll see some things happening over there. We're going to be putting up shelters over there, over the fire grills, mm-hmm. Getting ready to do a concession stand there for our youth. Right. Some things is happening there. So we'll see that still happening. I'm excited to hear that we have some development of housing that's in the process of being built. I know they have cleared some land already to start these projects. So I'm excited to be a part of that process of hearing what's happening. So I felt like today I was actually going to drive by there just to take a look and see how things are going. But yeah, it's a great thing that's happening. I know if they ride past Hume, and Jarman and Hume, they'll see the house. They'll see the grass on the outside of the first house that was built mm-hmm. In Muskegon Heights. So they'll be able to see that. It just looks amazing over in that area. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to say, even from that perspective, people say, why would you guys build over there? Why would you do that? Well, I tell you what, we've never had an issue at that house yet.
Okay.
So thanks to all the citizens, our young people that see progress and see transformation. They are protecting, they're looking out, and they're seeing that nothing is happening in that area. And I think that people just want to continue to see positive things happening in the city of Muskegon Heights. And that's where we are right now. I mean, out of all the things that we have going on, just look at the positive and see the positive things. But I'm here to answer any questions and things that anybody may have.
My thing is that we see the positive things, but I always ask this question. I've asked the question to every person that have come on, like politicians, like the dog that barks the loudest gets the most dollars. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the city of Muskegon is getting so much, but it seems like there's too much infighting with the Muskegon Heights Council.
Oh yeah. Well, that is, I'm shameful to say that, but it is true. I'm looking at the city of Muskegon again. Kudos to the city, to the commission, because they're commissioned down there, and to Mayor Johnson for what they're doing. Even with this past storm that they had, we see that they're actually going out and doing some things to bring in revenue mm-hmm. for their citizens' houses that was damaged and destroyed. Some was that destroyed in the city of Muskegon. And just to see that the mayor was walking the street along with other commissioners and showing the representative, state representatives of the area. And trust me, I looked at that. I'm like, wow, why didn't we think about that? Why aren't we doing that? Mm-hmm. We are spending so much more time, like people say arguing. And I really want to take time out to talk about the difference.
Okay.
You talked about politicians and things like that. I'm not a politician. I just say it that way. Okay. I don't like politics. I don't play the politic game. I don't shake hands to get a deal. I don't shake hands and say, okay, well, you do this for me and I'll do that for you later. I've never been that way. I wasn't raised that way.
Right.
But what I am raised to do is to be able to think for myself, to be able to think about and bring about solutions mm-hmm. to problems. Mm-hmm. And I always say to people, they may not like what I say or how I say it, but one of the things my father-in-law taught me is to listen to what is being said.
Okay.
Because you can learn a lot from whether they're drunk or drug addict or whatever it is. If you listen to what they're saying and not how they're saying it, you'll get a better understanding.
Right.
And I always tell people, if you don't understand what I'm saying, and I talk a lot because that's just me, a part of my coaching. Mm-hmm. I've been coaching for almost 30 plus years. So I always try to explain and express myself about what needs to be done and why it's being done. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people, you don't get it, call me or ask me and you'll get a better understanding from me. So a lot of times when we're up there, people, the citizens comes up and they say all the time, well, you guys are arguing, you guys are fussing, you guys can't get anything. Well, it's a lot more to that.
Okay.
It's a whole lot more to it.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate that it's a lot more to it. Mm-hmm. And again, if you ask me questions, I'll say it. I've taken a lot of oath. Okay. And those things that if a citizen asks me, I'm obligated to be able to try to find the answer or give them the answers to it.
Right.
But we do have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's not argument. Sometimes it's deliberating. Sometimes it's debating. Mm-hmm. You have to have all debating. All debates are not bad.
No.
Some debates are good. Mm-hmm. Deliberations are good. It may not sound good. It may not seem good to the public eye. But for those of us that sit around that round table, you may be able to say some things to me to get me to understand why you think a certain way or why you see something. Right. And we may say it to ourselves a certain way mm-hmm. because all of us are independent thinkers. All of us have different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. So we may not take it the right way all the time, mm-hmm. but guarantee that we're listening to each other. Mm-hmm. When we finish with meetings, guess what? We talk, we sit around, we shake hands. We say, hey, what you doing? Where you going tomorrow? Da-da. We say those things. So we don't dislike each other. We don't hate each other up there. Mm-hmm. It's just when we're in those meetings, because everybody have differences, opinions. And sometimes it's unfortunate that people have to solidify and to satisfy their peers more than satisfying the community and making the best sound judgment for the community.
The community at whole.
At whole, yes. The community at whole. That they sacrifice the well-being of the entire community. But the perception is, oh, I'm looking out for the community. Hopefully that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So, and that's not necessarily the case. And I have to tell people, if anybody know me, I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I will not do, I vow when I came into office, I vow when God gave me the opportunity to accept that calling to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming in to do as the norm. I'm not coming in to just to be a yes man or yes person. I'm coming in to listen and to make a difference.
Right.
And anywhere I've been, people can go back. They can Google search me. They can do whatever. Anywhere I've been there to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And if I can't make a difference, I won't stay. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am with even with the council right now. But there are decisions and things that has to be made that I don't feel comfortable with personally. And mm-hmm. I can't talk about anybody else. I say personally, mm-hmm. when it comes down to some of the decisions, I can't just satisfy myself and say, OK, we're going to go with the status quo. Mm-hmm. No, it may take us a while to find a city manager. It may take us a while to find these positions. But we want the best people in position.
Exactly. You want the best.
You know.
You don't want to rush into anything. You don't want to take the first person or whatever. You want the best, the most qualified person to come in office.
And with saying that, and thank you for saying that, because I can hear the question come, well, why is it taking you so long to find a city manager? Well, the candidates, and we talked about that, and we talked about it in the meeting, the candidates that we had, they're not suitable for our city manager position. Unless people want to do what we have done in the past, make quick decisions, and then turn around and regret what we've done. Why am I saying that? Why am I saying that, Mr. Roberts? Well, we've had MML there, and people want to complain about us spending almost $20,000 for a search for a city manager. First of all, let me say personally, I didn't agree with that. Never did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why did I not think that was a good idea? These are the same people that we've done, that we've dealt with over the last 3-4 city manager search or whatever we've done. And look at the outcome that we've had. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The same research that we did, Mr. Roberts, here this past time, they want us to choose individuals really that never really even been a city manager to come in and to serve. But we look at the resumes and we look more in depth to what their real capabilities are, where their strengths are, not what you may hear in the first 5 or 10 minutes that the public may hear them. So we get a chance to look a little bit deeper as to where their strengths really are.
You have to.
Right. So we couldn't settle, and we don't settle for just that.
Or should you settle?
We should not. Let's say that. We should not settle, even though some, and I'll just say some, I mean, we tend to want to always revert back. But there were some things that happened, and there's some decisions and things that's made, Mr. Roberts, that if I'm not sure why you're leaving your job, your current job, and I don't know the facts why you're leaving your current job, I'm not going to vote for you now.
Okay.
Okay. So it's up to you as a person or as a candidate to share that information to make me feel comfortable why I'm going to hire you. You follow me?
Right.
So, but that's not what's happening. So, and I don't want to make that mistake. And I like Mr. Bell. I found him to be a good brother. Do I like the decisions that he made? I don't like all the decisions he made, but he did some great things too. I have to admit that. But there were some decisions, lack of communications, openness to all of council. I've admit that he did not do those things. But then when I listened to the facts that there were some things that came up after they hired him in and some things they found out after they hired him, I don't want to make that decision. I don't want to be that one that say, well, we knew there was something wrong with these people. We knew there was something wrong with the candidates, but then we found out after the fact. And now we're saying, well, why did we do that?
Right.
Ms. Roberts, I'm sorry. I'm just not that type of person.
Let me ask you, you know, because a lot of people talk about the roads and stuff like that. I keep saying to people, I live in a neighborhood that speak loud. They vote. Everybody votes. And guess what? All our streets, all the sewers, everything is being paid for. And everybody, driveways, everything is being done. And it's being done by the Joe Biden administration. Why aren't those kind of dollars coming to Muskegon Heights to get the streets
done? Well, I want to give my thought pattern with that one.
Okay.
My thought pattern is because Muskegon Heights, unfortunately, we're emotional people. Okay. The state look at municipalities as a number. We're numbers. So when we have a poll or when we have an opportunity to vote on issues and we have 10,000 citizens and only 300 to 600 people come out and vote, the state sees that. They understand that. If it's not important to the citizens to come out to voice their opinion about voting, why should I give my money to that city? So it's a numbers game to them. And unfortunately, like I say, we're emotionally led when it's something that catches our ear, just like the church, tickling the ear.
Yeah, tickling your ear.
You know, oh, I'm a shout, I'm a hallelujah, but you ain't had no spirit within you whatsoever. You just leaving back out the same way you came in. Only thing it was you got happy by the way that it was presented to you.
Wow.
So this is what we're having a lot of times within our city. I mean, instead of citizens coming out to listen, to partake and saying, what can we do? How can we rally together to make a change, to make a positive change? We come in with a negative thought first. Run the Facebook, like don't nobody else watch it. But we do the Facebook polling because of our community see the Facebook polling so that we can have all the negative talk around Muskegon and say who's right, who's wrong around Muskegon. But the state is looking at it saying, well, they're no good. They're not right. They're not ready to be able to take care of anything that we can do for them. So we'll let them tear themselves down first.
Wow.
Before we ever come in to build them up. Wow. So from a city standpoint, if we really want to make a difference, mm-hmm. come in, sit in. You may not have to say anything. Sit in, pay attention, write down questions, and then go ask those questions. You may not even ask those questions inside the meeting, mm-hmm. but ask those questions outside of the meeting.
How important is it? I know, you know, people bring problems, but how important is with those problems? How about bringing some solutions? And not only looking at you, but you look at yourself, how to get involved in the solution.
Exactly. I mean, we talked about the streets. You talked about the streets. I mean, there are improvements that's being made daily. I mean, we can't do all of it right now, but we say the wow factor. Mm-hmm. We looked at, man, wow, on the west side that happened today. Tomorrow, it might be on the east side. It may be on the south side. But we had that wow factor. Mm-hmm. So instead of us getting on board and understanding that there's not tax dollars, there's not this, there's not that. So how about let's think about it like this here. How about when the police pull a person over for speeding, how about instead of complaining about them pulling them over for speeding, how about saying, hey, that's revenue dollars that's coming into the city. Okay, you're getting taxed for not having your grass cut. That's not anything. I don't think the police just want to pull people over. I don't. The citizens, our workers don't want to just go tag a house to say that your grass is not cut.
Cut your grass.
But at the end of the day, that's revenue dollars that comes into the city mm-hmm. for people who don't abide by the law.
Yeah, because the city have to pay for those things and take care of that blight.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just feel that they shouldn't have to pay for that.
Exactly. I mean, we keep wanting handouts because at certain times of the year.
Say that again, please.
Certain times of the year, we want handouts because certain times of the year, people are going to come out and they're going to come and start coming through our city and they're going to start helping clean up our city. Duh. No, Sherlock. No, duh. No what? That's other grant money. People are not just coming into your city. Just because there are grant dollars, there are other things that they're doing and other partnerships that they have that brings them into our community to help do these things. Mm-hmm. They're not everybody just don't come in here just because they, well, Muskegon Heights or this area of Muskegon Heights seems to be a little messed up over here. So we're just going to go and pick up paper. There's a reason why they're picking up paper in your area.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chosen area.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we as a citizens got to come together. The city of Muskegon Heights is still a business, and it has to operate as a business.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we got people that are building and doing roofing and doing all these things, but they don't go pay for the inspections, they don't go and pay for all these things, that's revenue that's not coming into our city. So when people are seeing people illegally building and doing roofing and all this stuff on the weekends because they know the city hall is closed,
right?
And they you can see it because people can put up roofs in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens. And guess what? Those are dollars that we miss in our city that can help contribute to the beautification of our city.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Mr. Roberts, it's a lot involved into being across that podium up there
mm-hmm.
than just coming in, doing the meetings and sitting up there saying a yes vote or no vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the ideas. It's the thought. It's the business mindset that we have. And I'll say that some of us have that sits up there to say that we're not going to keep operating the way that we have in the past. And I've had a couple talks with a couple of citizens and said, hey, so you would rather me not say anything where you say that I'm fussing or it seems like I'm always debating about an issue. you would rather me sit up there and just say yes and be a yes person or a person that goes with the status quo, mm-hmm. and or than to be a person about change and helping to change it by not going, because I always believe what you condone, you allow, mm-hmm. and what you allow, you condone. Mm-hmm. So if I'm allowing it to be the case by not saying anything, why am I sitting there?
Let me, with you saying that, and I know we got to end the show, but it's important for this last question. We have the parade that we had in the City of the Heights. We got politicians that come through
wow.
by the numbers, but yet these people only come around when they want your vote. But then when it's time for action, we don't see it happen. That's just the truth.
That is the honest truth. And I finally made up in my mind that even when they come into City Hall in the future, Mr. Roberts, I don't want to hear them get up and say, we want a few minutes to talk before your council. I don't want to hear it anymore, because I mean, there's so many politicians that have just come and just say what they're about, and we'll do this in the city. No, I don't need to know your name. I don't need to know all those things because you don't follow through. Now, what I do know, like we have Representative Hansen and Snyder. We have those people who walk the walk and talk the talk, mm-hmm. you know, so people, you know, I hear people saying something about DJ Hilson, man, but guess what? These are people who really get into your community
right.
and help mm-hmm. your citizens mm-hmm. more than what you think. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at me and I know I'm calling some names out, but when you look at what Judge Pippen is doing, he's been a part of this community for a long time. Mm-hmm. These are people that have helped keep some of our families together, keep our kids out of jail. Mm-hmm. When we look at Sheriff Poland, these are people, they don't just come around just because you may not see them, don't mean that they're not active. Mm-hmm. These people are really in our community dedicating their own dollars and sometimes money out of their pocket. Wow. How do I know? Because I'm around them. I see it. Mm-hmm. So it's not always volunteers and we're going to come on. We're going to put this pot together and we're going to get the ice cream truck out there for the kids. No, sometimes it's coming out of their pockets.
Wow.
To provide for our citizens. So again, I appreciate the time, the opportunity to be here and be a part of your show. But like I say, just know that our city council, we're working hard. No, we don't always agree, but we're working hard to bring in the best person that can come in and move the city forward in the city manager position. I think our police department is doing extremely well. I mean, we have four female officers now. We're the most diversified police department, one of the most diversified police department in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Our fire department are fully staffed. So, I mean, where we did not see those positive things before, we actually see it now. So there's light. There's a lot of light in the city of Muskegon Heights. Building wise, we can spread our arms wide.
Right.
And we still got room to go up. Other areas around us, they can only go up. Mm-hmm. So because they don't have the space. We have tons and tons of vacant property. So we got to have that friendly attitude, as you said, Mr. Roberts, mm-hmm. and our community got to have that friendly attitude that we're inviting people in. We want business owners to be here, and we want new businesses to come in and contribute to the city of Muskegon Heights.
With that said, Councilman, I appreciate it. Listen, we're going to have you back. Wow. And anybody that object or want to have their say, you're welcome to come on the show.
Absolutely. Listen,
as I say every week, and this is a man that can testify that, go out there and sow a seed in somebody's life. Grab a kid that may not be as fortunate. Go sow that seed, and not only that kid, but check on the adults, check on the seniors, sow that seed in their life. You never know who you might be touching. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week on Torrent It 2. Also, send us